reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Mary set out in those days and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Church always gives us the mystery of the Visitation on December 21st because it's part of the real Advent, those stages that preceded the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem. And on this, the longest night of the year, the day with the shortest daylight, we start to get in our stained glass window over here of the Visitation a little reflection on the mystery. You see Mary with her one hand on her heart, treasuring within what has just happened to her with the Archangel Gabriel, but the other hand extended in charity, open to her cousin Elizabeth, that she went with haste as soon as she would realize that her elderly relative had conceived a child in her own age. The other day I received a telephone call from a friend of mine in Portugal. She just had her 50th birthday. She called with the very surprising news that she was pregnant again. She was, of course, delighted this would be child number 8, but her husband was very concerned. She's 50 and she's pregnant. Difficult time to be pregnant. And so he's got joy, but he's also got a little trepidation. Mary was doubtless delighted that Elizabeth, her kinswoman, was pregnant in her old age. But she was also very concerned. And so with a heart treasuring all that God had given and a hand extended, she went out with charity. You've got the Holy Spirit depicted in 3 places in this image of the Visitation. Probably the only way we're going to grasp this if you turn and look at the image. You've got the Holy Spirit underneath Mary because she was always inspired by the Holy Spirit. You've got the Holy Spirit underneath St. Joseph. You've got the Holy Spirit underneath Elizabeth as John the Baptist is leaping to symbolize their cooperation with God's plans. But what I think is the most beautiful image in this entire scene is the rondo on the top, in which you've got the symbol for Mary and her M's, but throughout the M, you've got a fire burning that is flaming on top, and coming down from heaven, you've got 2 outstretched hands. What's being symbolized there? First, we see God the Father's extraordinary open-handed generosity. A child is born for us. A baby is given to us. And that's been responded to by a double fire. There is a fire within Mary, which is first the fire of her son, the burning desire he has for the salvation of the world. But that's met and enkindled by the fire of love of his mother. That mystery of divine giving met by human response is what the Visitation's all about. And that should fill us with wonder if we're cooperating with the Holy Spirit, just like Elizabeth was filled with wonder. Her words, "Most blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. How does this happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" That Mary is truly blessed, that the fruit of her womb is indeed the bless her. And how privileged we are that the Mother of the Lord brings not just herself, but the blessed fruit of her womb to us. The only way to truly celebrate Christmas well is to be filled with this type of wonder. And that's why we have this gospel 4 days before Christmas, to get us to wonder if we've got a hand on the chest and a hand outstretched. And that hand on the chest is supposed to be filling us with amazement. Now, we can think about that in the context of the Blessed Mother, and certainly the incredible gift given to us in her Son. But we need to open ourselves up to a greater wonder. When we come to Mass in the morning, do we start getting filled with, how does this happen? That my Lord should come to me in the morning, and not just in the womb of somebody else, but come to me within. How does this happen? That I'm able to be spoken to by God every day as the Holy Spirit inspires these sacred authors. How does this happen? That a priest ordained in the person of Christ comes and serves us when so many people in other parts of the world have to go for 6 or 7 months or longer without access to the Eucharist. How does it happen to me that someone else filled with God because they're in the state of grace and living a sacramental life, that I should be in the presence of someone who's truly sacred? It's not just opening our eyes up to see and venerate Mary and to adore Christ her Son, but to see the grandeur in the world, in others, in the events of the day. That's what this preparation for Christmas is. But we have to look up. We have to see the light shining through what often is opaque to us. And then we have to ask the Lord to send the Holy Spirit to fill us anew with this wonder. Otherwise, Christmas will just be December 25th.